旨意。
阿们。弟兄姐妹请坐。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家平安。
September is missions month, and this month we do focus on missions.
这个月是九月份，九月份是我们宣教的一个月。
And today I want to talk about taking the next step.
今天我想和大家分享我们怎么可以迈出下一步。
But first, let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
We have been commanded to go and make disciples of all nations.
你命令我们去使万民做门徒。
And that also means to go share the gospel.
这也表示我们要分享福音。
But in all honesty,
但老实说，
we don't always do that because we get fearful, we get intimidated.
我们并没有常常这样子做，因为我们会感到害怕和惧怕。
But we know that you have called us to be your witnesses.
但我们知道你呼召我们做见证传福音。
I pray that as we study your word today,
我们祈求
we will be greatly encouraged to go and share your gospel and make disciples with strength and confidence.
我们来读你的话语的时候，我们能得到你的鼓励，去分享你的福音。
Let us be part of what you call us to do.
让我们成为你呼召我们的事工的一份子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. I have a question for you. Does anyone remember how you became a follower of Christ?
我有一个问题想要问大家，你们还
How you first heard?
还记得你是如何成为一个基督徒吗？
How you first heard about the good news of Jesus?
你是如何第一次听到基督耶稣或者耶稣基督的好消息呢？
More than 20 years ago, I was working in Malaysia.
Okay. 20多年前我在马来西亚工作时，
The place that God had called us to go was a very small town.
神呼召我和家人去的地方是一个很渺小的小镇。
It was a rural Malay community.
是一个马来人的社区。
One Chinese grocery shop, one Chinese restaurant, and no church.
大部分都是马来人，华人很少，所以在那边只有一家中国杂货店，一家中餐馆，没有教堂。
The nearest church was one hour's drive away in a town called Dungun.
最近的教堂需要一个小时的车程，就叫做龙应教会。
I was fascinated when the leaders told me how the church was formed.
那个时候，当领袖告诉我们教会是如何开始的时候，我非常的惊讶。
About 50 years before that, three Finnish women missionaries came and started sharing the gospel to the villagers in the area.
大约五十年前，三名芬兰女传教士来到这地方，开始向这地区的村庄传福音。
English wasn't widely spoken. Everybody spoke the Chinese Hokkien dialect.
那时还没有很多人知道英文，每个人都说当地的福建话，好像陆厚伯、陆家爸爸。
So these three Finnish women learned the dialect and began to speak to the people in the area in Hokkien.
这些芬兰妇女学会了这种语言。
They would walk from village to village, playing the guitar and singing to people and speaking to them in Hokkien.
他们也用福建话分享福音给人家，他们就从一个村庄走到另外一个村庄，弹吉他唱福音歌，又用着福建话来唱歌。
So can you imagine that Finnish missionaries, blonde-haired, fair, speaking Hokkien to people?
你们能想到吗？我真的很难。可是这是事实，这苏兰传教士讲福音话讲。福建话。
So they started a Sunday school.
他们开办了一个儿童主日学。
And our friends, the leaders of the church, they were young children then. They attended the Sunday school and became Christians.
我们的朋友就是那些领袖还是年幼的孩子时就去上主日学，最后成为基督徒。
So these Finnish, dear Finnish ladies, they spent many years of their life in this obscure rural part of Malaysia, and people were saved and the church was formed.
这些芬兰传教士在马来西亚这个不起眼的农村地区奉献了多年，人们得救了，教会成立了。
And you know what? The church is still growing.
而且教会还在成长。
The last we heard from our friends there is that many of their parents, elderly parents, have come to know the Lord.
我们最近也听到了，许多教会的中国父母们已经将自己的生命献给了上帝。
So these wonderful Finnish women impacted generations in that area.
因此，这些芬兰妇女影响了这地区的好几代人。
Why am I telling you this story?
我为什么要和大家说这故事呢？
Why did these missionaries leave the country?
为什么这些 Finnish women 是在 Europe 那边的，离开他们的国家？
Leaving away from the comforts of their home, their relatives, their society, their culture.
远离他们舒适的家、亲戚、社会和文化。
And go to faraway lands, with different customs, culture, and language to share the good news of Jesus.
到不同风俗、文化和语言的遥远国度去分享耶稣的好消息。
All of us who have come to believe, someone cared enough about us to come and share the gospel with us.
我们所有的信徒是有人却关心我们，向我们分享福音。
Looking at today's passage in Romans 10, we're going to ask ourselves two key questions.
今天我们看罗马第十章的时候，让我们问自己两个重要问题。
Firstly, who is called? And secondly, why should we go?
第一，谁是被差遣的？第二，我们为什么要去呢？
Let us rise to read Romans 10, verses 1 to 17.
让我们一起站起来读罗马书第十章第一节到十七节。第一节，弟兄们，
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
The background of this passage is that Paul is speaking to the Jews to hope to be righteous in God's sight by following the laws or commandments of Moses.
这段经文的背景是保罗对那些希望接着遵守摩西的律法 而成为神眼中义人的犹太人讲话。
And Paul says in verse 3, for being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
保罗在第三节中说，因为不知道神的义，想要建立自己的义，就不服神的义了。
Paul says they are ignorant because they are trying to follow the laws, but they can never perfectly obey all the laws and commandments.
保罗在这里是说这些犹太人，他们是无知的，因为他们永远无法完全遵守所有律法和诫命。
God provided a way to righteousness through Jesus Christ, who fully obeyed all the commandments and therefore is without sin.
上帝提供了一条通往公义的道路，就是主耶稣。就是借着耶稣基督完全遵守了所有的诫命，因此是没有罪的。
Although Jesus is without sin and therefore not deserving of any punishment,
既然耶稣没有罪，就不应该受到任何惩罚。
He sacrificed his life on the cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sins.
但他在十字架上舍了自己的生命，承受我们为罪而应得的刑罚。
And by believing in him,We are saved from our sins and therefore accepted by God.
并借着相信他的时候，我们可以从罪中得救，并被上帝接纳。
This is, in a nutshell, is a gospel, the good news that through Jesus we can be saved from our sins.
这就是福音，好消息的间接。通过耶稣，我们可以从罪中得救。
Many have good intentions; they try and do good deeds.
很多人有善良的心。他们做善事。
And they try to live a good, upright, moral life, just like the Jews that Paul was addressing.
他们想过公义真挚的生活，好像保罗刚才所说的犹太人一样。
But this cannot save them.
但这并不能拯救他们。
Nothing they do can make them good enough for God.
他们再怎么努力，也无法达到神的标准。
Only believing in Jesus.Can save us from eternal separation from God.
只有相信耶稣才能达到神的标准。
It is not through what we do, but because of what Jesus has done.
不是来自我们所做的，
but how will,
而是从耶稣所做的所得来的。
But how will people know unless someone tells them?
但除非人们听到，他们怎么会知道这好消息呢？
I want us to focus on verse 10 to 15 to answer the two key questions I asked earlier.
我们来看看第十到十五节，来回答我之前提出的两个关键问题。
That is, who is called and why should we go?
就是是谁被差遣，为什么我们要去？
Let us read verses 14 to 15.
那我们读十四到十五节，十四节。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎么能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎样传道呢？
Paul asked four questions here.
保罗在这里提出了四个关键问题。
And these questions form a sequence.
这些问题是有顺序的。
Except that Paul gives the sequence in reverse order.
然而保罗是以相反的顺序列出来的。
Where the result is given in the beginning, that is, people come to Christ as Savior and Lord.
在开始时就先把结果说出来，人们来到基督面前成为他们的救主。
And the first step is mentioned last in these verses.
最后才列出第一步。
So we should look at the sequence this way.
所以我们应该这样子看顺序。
So the first step is a Christ follower is sent, verse 15a.
第一步就是基督徒被差遣，就是十五节。若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
Who is a Christ follower?
谁是跟随耶稣的呢？
Brothers and sisters, Christ follower is just you and me, believers in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们，就是你和我，信靠主耶稣的门徒。
The second step, this Christ follower is sent to share the good news of the gospel.
第二步就是这个基督徒被派去分享福音，就是十四节。没有人讲到，他们怎么能听到呢？
Okay. And the third step, people hear the good news because of this Christ believer who shares it. Verse 14b.
第三步就是人们因为这个分享福音的基督徒而听到福音，也是在十四节，他们怎么能相信他们从未听过说过的他呢？
And then next, people who hear, the people believe in the gospel message they have heard. Verse 14a.
第四步就是人们相信他们所听到的信息。十四节，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
And then lastly, people who believe will call on the name of the Lord and be saved. That's in verse 10 to 13.
相信的人会呼求主的名而得救。这个是从第十节到第十三节。
And in verse 12, it tells us that this promise is for anyone who believes. It's not just for the Jews, it's for everyone, regardless of your background or who you are.
在十二节，我们看到这个承诺是给所有人的，就是每一个人，不只是给犹太人。
So if you put the six verbs that Paul uses in these verses together in reverse order,
如果我们将保罗在这里这些经文中使用的六个动词以相反的顺序放在一起。
We can now see the Bible's logic for evangelism and missions.
我们就会看到圣经的传福音和宣教逻辑。
So first, Christ sends evangelists.
首先，我们基督耶稣基督差遣传道者。
Two, evangelists preach.
传道者传道。
People hear.
人们听到了。
Hearers believe.
听者相信。
Believers then call.
信徒呼唤
，those who call are saved.
呼召的人得救了。
The term evangelist is a big word.
传道人是一个大名词。
However, it just means someone who tells others about Jesus.
其实传道人就是把有关耶稣的好消息告诉别人。
And as I said, that just means you and me, followers of Christ.
这就是你和我跟随基督的人。
You see, it's impossible for anyone to call upon the name of the Lord until a Christian is sent.
你想想看，除非一个基督徒被差遣去传福音，否则没有人能求告主的名。
They can only call upon the name of Jesus if they believe in Him.
只有人们相信耶稣，他们才能求告耶稣的名。
They can only believe in Him if they've heard of Him.
他们只能听说过耶稣，才能相信。耶稣
and they can only hear of him if someone proclaims the message.
只有当人宣讲信息时，他们才能听到福音。
And the message can only be proclaimed if a Christian, you and me, is sent.
并且只有当基督徒被差遣时，这信息才能被传扬出来。
That is why our dear friends in the Malaysian Dungun Church was able to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved.
这就是为什么我之前分享的那些马来西亚龙应教会的朋友们能够求告主的名而得救。
Because those dear Finnish women missionaries obeyed and were sent out from their church in Finland.
因为是那些芬兰妇女们服从他们在芬兰的教会。
They came to Malaysia many thousands of miles away and preached the good news in Hokkien.
他们被派往千里之外的马来西亚。
Our friends heard and believed in Jesus.
对，用福建话宣讲好消息。我们的朋友听到了，就信了耶稣。
So I hope all of us can now answer the two questions I asked earlier.
所以我希望现在我们都能够回答我之前提出的两个问题。
Who is called to share the good news of Jesus?
谁被呼召差遣分享耶稣的好消息
？You and me.
对，就是你和我，就是 everyone 每一个人。
Okay. And why should we go?
我们为什么要去呢？
对。Yeah. If people can't call upon the name of Jesus and be saved unless they first hear and believe, right?
对，因为除非人们先听到并相信好消息，他们不能够求告耶稣的名而得救。
So now that we know the answers to these two questions, what does that mean for you and me?
现在我们有了这两个关键问题的答案，这对你我来说有什么意义呢？
How do we obey?
我们如何顺服呢？
In fact, why don't we obey?
老实说，我们为什么不顺服呢？
Why aren't more of us more involved in missions?
为什么我们都没有更多的参与宣教
？And you know, be sent or to go to everyone to share the good news.
并准备好出发，或者被差遣去与人们分享好消息。
One reason could be ignorance.
原因之一可能是无知。
Another could be fear.
另外一个原因可能就是惧怕。
You say, I'm not called to be a missionary.
你可能会说，可是我没有被呼召成为宣教士。
It's too tough to go to a faraway land, to a different culture, different place.
去不同的国家或者文化服饰是太难了。
We may all have our own fears.
我们可能有自己的惧怕。
Our own anxieties and feelings of inadequacy.
焦虑和不足的感觉。
But you know, God is always faithful.
但是你们知道，上帝始终是信实的。
You will hear next week about a couple that NECC is supporting.
下周你们会听到北区教会支持的一对宣教士夫妇的见证。
From their journey, how God is more than able to supply all that we need.
从他们旅程，你们就可以知道上帝怎么完全能够供应他们所需要的一切。
Do you have a heart for others who are not saved because they don't know Jesus?
你有一颗怜悯的心吗？来面对于那些因为不认识耶稣而没有得救的人。
As I mentioned earlier, when you think back about how you became a Christian,
当你回想你自己是如何成为基督徒的时候。
Someone cared enough about you to share the message, and you heard and you believed.
就是有人非常非常的关心你，愿意和你分享福音。
I'm sure with the Finnish missionaries in my story.
我也是觉得这些芬兰女传教士。
It first started with them being obedient to God.
他们开始是顺服上帝。
Taking a first step.And then the next step, and then the next step after that.
迈出第一步，然后迈出下一步，然后再迈出下一步。
It's a journey of many steps, and these steps eventually led them to Dungun, as God gave them a heart for Malaysia.
他们做的是一段旅程，从顺服上帝开始，最后神带领他们到马来西亚，荣印教会。从一个小小的小镇，影响了这么多人。
We all have the same journey to take to share the gospel of Jesus.
你和我，我们一起也有一样的旅程，要向他人分享福音。
My question to you is, where are you on that journey?
这段旅程中，你在哪儿呢？
What is the first step for you, or the next step for you?
你的第一步是什么？
Maybe it's getting informed.
也许先了解状况。
How is NECC involved in missions?
北区华人教会是如何参与宣教呢？
This missions month is meant to let you know, to give you a better awareness of what we do.
这个九月宣教月，目的就是让教会弟兄姐妹知道我们所做的。
How to support and get involved.
以及如何支持和参与。
We hope you'll be encouraged to take the next step in missions.
我们很希望你们在迈出第一步的旅程中受到鼓励。
Or maybe the first step or the next step for you is praying.
也许就是开始祷告。
Today as you came in, the ushers would have given you a prayer card, and this is for a couple in Central Asia that we support.
你们刚才进来的时候银座员已给你们一张祷告卡，是我们支持的中亚传教士夫妇的祷告事项。
You can pray for them in your daily quiet time.
你们可以为他们祷告，因为他们所做的是很辛苦，有很多挣扎。
Maybe the first step for you is giving to missions.
也许你的第一步是宣教奉献。
Or to get involved, to sign up and go.
也许参与报名然后去。
There's a sign-up sheet at the table outside in the foyer for you to, you know, to get informed and to get involved.
大堂外面的桌子上有一张报名表，让你能更多地参与。
Wherever you are on this journey, I strongly encourage you to take the next step.
无论你在旅途中的哪里，都可以迈出下一步行动。
Get more involved, get more informed.
先了解状况，然后就可以参与，让自己去。
Allow yourselves to go or be sent so others can hear, believe, and be saved.
对，可以参与，让自己去或被差遣，然后其他人可以听到，相信并得救。
The next slide will show you some of the initiatives that NHCC is doing for missions.
以下是北区华人教会宣教的一些事工。
We do local outreach, for example, with Tamina, Light and Salt, Elijah Rising, and others.
本地外长就是 Tamina 关研士，有一些姐妹也是有去做这个 Elijah Rising 的工作。
We have done and hope to continue to do short-term missions. It's been paused now because of pandemic, but we hope to pick it up.
我们以前有做短宣去台湾、去国内、去别的地方，可是暂时因为疫情，我们就是暂时停止，但希望能再开始。
There's also missionary support and support of missions organization.
我们教会有许多神学院，所以你也是可以支持神学院那些以服侍教会为目的的神学生。
Currently, we are supporting two missionary couples.
支持传教士，目前支持两对夫妇。
One is in country already, and we will show a brief clip, a video clip of them later.
一对已经在外国，待会儿我们会播放视频。
Another is waiting for visas to be granted to go in country, and you will hear them share. They will come next week and share.
和另外一对等待出国的夫妇，下周他们会来分享。
Okay, and as I mentioned, you can also consider giving to missions. This is how we fund all of these activities.
可以再考虑为宣教奉献。
We will watch a video of Joseph and Maria. This is the couple whose prayer points you have and who is in Central Asia.
接着我们来看叶师傅和玛利亚的视频。他们是我们支持的传教士。这对夫妇春天时已经到了那个国家。他们的服务是专注于大学生事工。他们也是要学习俄语 which is Russian.
Their focus is on student ministry at the university and also reaching out to the local community.
他们的主要工作就是针对大学生，接触当地社区。好的，我们看。
Russian is so difficult.
Yes, that's difficult. But there's help.
Okay, this is a big orchard.
Это готово.
Это готово orchard. Это... Wow. Это катушка. Wow. Это Angela.
Hello.
Это my teacher.
Hello,
nice to see you. And who are you?
Ihsan.
And
Alihan.
Alihan with Mohs.
But if you understand my language, I understand your language, then we love each other very much. Okay, so today or the past 3 weeks, we already share a couple love languages and how to find out your love language.
Sentence finish. This one also means you have to stop.This one, full stop. That. one is a question.
Okay, I think we'll stop it there, but I think you understand what it is and a glimpse of what they are doing in that country.
对，这个是想给大家看一看他们这对夫妇在这个外国做的事情。你们认识吗？你们看到他的照片认识是谁吗？ 王宁认识，对的，如果你们认识就好。So
they are there in country as missionaries, but it started with a journey. In fact, a journey of many years for them.
他们是今年才去的，可是四五年前他们就预备，他们跟教会一起预备祷告。他们也是有一群的祷告者为他们祷告，说几时去，是怎么去，去哪一个国家要做什么，他们有预备。They
were involved in local outreaches, in their small groups, in their Bible studies.
哦，在这个外国，他们有小组。 他们有出去分享，他们有教会。They
went on short-term missions.
他们去短宣。Then
they went on longer missions.
他们开始的时候就是去一两个礼拜，然后他们就去几个月，到现在就是不知道几年。And
for them, as they heard the call of God, and then they went to study actually in the seminary.
他们因为被呼召，他们就去神学院去预备。
And when they retired, they said, I want to make my life count for God, and they went full-time into this country.
当他们退休的时候，他们觉得是神的差遣，所以他教会也是差遣他们出去。In
fact, they were interested in China, but because China was kind of closed, God opened other doors for them.
他们是想去一个地方，可是那个国家已经有。
So what I say is that you see them as missionaries long-term in the country, but it's a long journey. It started with a journey of many, many, many steps.
我们就是想鼓励你们，我们是从小小的计划、想法，那他们就是几年前，就是有这个思想或者这个感动，然后他们就祷告，祷告到现在，然后今年他们才出去那个国家去服侍。So
don't feel overwhelmed.
所以我就是鼓励你们，不要太紧张，不要。
My message and encouragement to you is take the first step if you've never taken the first step in missions.
所以今天是想鼓励大家，就是迈下一步，可以从小小的或者大的，就是看你们的旅程现在是在哪一部分。如果你们可以的话，就是祷告或者奉献，或者如果你们觉得有这个感动，可以跟 KS 或者可以跟 我们的传道。 Neyman或者我们的长子，天姐，可以跟他们聊一下，看以后有没有机会，或者是可以做一些什么。Get
involved, get informed, get involved. Take the next step.
对，迈出下一步。So
in conclusion, brothers and sisters.
结论。
We have just heard from Paul the answers to the two key questions of who is called and why should we go.
我们刚刚从保罗那里学到了谁被呼召，和我们为什么要去。We
are all called to be witnesses for Christ.
其实我们每一个人都是被呼召成为耶稣基督的见证人。As
Christ followers, we are sent to go and share the gospel of good news.
作为耶稣的跟随者，我们被呼召去分享福音或好消息。This
is a journey of faith.
这是一段信心。
So let's be challenged, each one of us, to boldly take the next step.
所以我们在这里来挑战我们每个人，勇敢地迈出下一步。Let's
ask God to give us a soft heart, a compassionate heart for those who are lost without Jesus.
我们来求上帝给我们一颗温暖的心，来面对那些
To be His witnesses in spite of our fears, in spite of our shortcomings.
来面对那些因为不认识耶稣而迷失的人，尽管我们有惧怕和缺点。May
we be obedient and experience the joy of God working through us to others.
愿我们能顺服， 而且经历上帝。
So that when we go and share, people will hear and believe and call on the name of Jesus and be saved.
对，愿我们能顺服，而且经历上帝借着我们去分享时，人们会听到、相信和求告耶稣的名而得救的喜乐。
Now I want to share with you a personal story.
现在我想跟你分享一个见证。
How because someone was obedient, not this one, Josh. How because someone was obedient, my father and grandmother got saved after almost 30 years of praying.
我想跟大家分享，因为有一个基督徒，他顺服神所召他做的，所以我的祖母、我的爸爸也现在已经信靠主了。
My uncle, which is my father's brother, died many years ago because of cancer.
我的叔叔就是父亲的兄弟，多年前因为癌症去世。
In his final months in the nursing home,
在疗养院的最后几个月，
he was visited regularly by a pastor from the Chinese Hokkien Methodist Church.
我的叔叔被一位中国福音卫理公会的牧师定期探望他。
You see, one of the local outreaches for that pastor was to visit these homes and to cheer up the people in the final years of their life, final moments of their life.
那个牧师的当地外场事工之一是去疗养院和护理院探望老人。
This pastor only had a motorbike, and he would take my uncle out on his motorbike so that he could spend time outside of the home.
这位牧师甚至会带我的叔叔骑摩单车去旅行，让他离开家。
He wanted to help him enjoy the last few moments and days of his life.
因为他想让我的叔叔享受最后的日子。
It touched my father very much that someone, a stranger, would be so willing to spend time and help my uncle, my father's brother.
这个动作让我父亲非常感动。一个陌生人愿意牺牲这么多时间来帮助我的叔叔。
I need to tell you one thing about my father.
我需要跟你们说，我爸爸的一件事情。
He is very stubborn. It's very difficult to witness to him.
他是一个很非常非常非常固执的人。
He studied in a mission school, so he took Bible studies, religious studies.
他在学校的时候有学习查经。
So.He knew all about the Bible. He had to take it for exams, and he said Jesus is not for him.
他必须参加宗教学考试。
Ever since I got saved as a teenager, I've been praying for him.
所以他认为他对圣经很了解，而且自从我十几岁得救后，我就一直为他祷告，得救祷告。
For many years, but with no success.
其实 KS 没有说，其实他为他爸爸已经祷告25年。
I saw our friends, we also prayed for their parents, and their parents came to faith, but my father didn't, and I must say I got quite discouraged.
几年后与好的，我就为我的父亲祷告，可是他还没有信主，所以我觉得很失望。
So some years later, after my uncle died, my grandmother, my father's mother,
几年后我叔叔去世了，我的祖母。
She stayed with my father, but she became senile, and then my parents put her into a nursing home because they couldn't handle her anymore.
因为我的祖母开始癌老，我的父母决定将她送进疗养院，因为他们无法再照顾她。
She was almost 95 years old then.
那时候她已经95岁了。
I was working in, and they were in Penang. I was working in Kuala Lumpur, and I would travel up to Penang over the long weekends to spend time with my parents and with my grandmother.
他们住的地方离我工作的地方很远，就是要如果坐巴士要4到5个小时。
So I contacted this Chinese pastor, the same pastor that saw my uncle, and he was kind enough to agree to go and visit my grandmother.
那我就周末长假时会。去我父母住的槟城看望我的祖母。我联系的那位中国牧师，他很忧伤地同意拜访我的祖母。
So he visited her regularly as part of his local outreach.
他就拜访我的祖母，就是当他成一个常客。
So one visit, I asked him to share the gospel with my grandmother, and so he shared the gospel in Hokkien.
有一次，我邀请他与我的祖母分享福音，他用福建话传了福音。
That's not her dialect, and so since we weren't sure she completely understood, we asked my father to translate to her in the dialect that you know my father and my grandmother spoke.
我的祖母是讲广东话的，所以我们不知道她明白不明白，所以因为我们不确定她是否完全理解，我们就请我的父亲用他的那些广东话和祖母一起。
So imagine the scene. That was my father there, a non-believer.
我的父亲一个非信基督的人，不信的人，将福音信息解释给我的祖母。
So my father, a non-believer, translating the gospel to my grandmother.
对，所以我父亲一个非信徒将福音信息。翻赐给我的祖母。
So only God could arrange something like that.
只有上帝才能完成这样的事情。
My grandmother hearing the gospel through a translation from a non-believer, my father.
我的祖母接受了主，95岁的时候就接受了主。我看到我父亲的脸上流下了泪水。
My grandmother accepted the Lord.
我的祖母接受了主。
I saw a tear coming down my father's face. I had never seen him cry before, and I was like 40 something years old then.
对，就从我出生，我从来没有看过我的父亲流眼泪。可是这一次，我看到我父亲流了眼泪。
We asked him if he wanted to accept Jesus, and he nodded yes.
我们也有问他是否愿意接受耶稣，他点头同意。
My heart was overflowing with joy.
我的心中真的带着喜悦喜乐。
After almost 30 years, my prayers for my dad and my grandmother's salvation were answered.
因为将近了三十年后，我为父亲和祖母的救恩祷告得到了回应。
God worked this to the local outreach ministry of that dear Chinese Hokkien Methodist Church pastor.
上帝借着那位亲爱的中国福音卫理公会牧师的当地外场事工，完成了这项工作。
He was called, that pastor, he was called and he went and shared the good news to my dad and my grandmother.
那位牧师是被差遣的，他就顺服神的旨意，他去讲福音。
And because of that, I'm so grateful that they were saved.
因为他顺服我的祖母，我的父亲，就接受主耶稣。然后今年我的父亲也去世了，所以我觉得我是为我先生说这些，所以我们觉得很感恩，对神很感恩。
Amen.
而且 而且KS 的祖母信主了以后。过了几个月，他也去世了，所以我们真的对神真的很感恩。
Let us close in prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Let us spend a few moments of silence to reflect on what we heard today.
让我们用一点时间安静的想一想。
What is God saying to your heart?
神是在你们的心里面跟你们说一些什么？
And how are you going to respond?
那你们是怎么回复我们的上帝？
Is he asking you to be a witness to your family?
他是否叫你去传福音，跟你家人传福音？
At work?
在工作上？
To your neighbors, your community?
跟你邻居，跟社区？
God tugging your heart for peoples far away.
还是神是在跟你们说，看远一点。
God is calling you to Himself to be His witnesses. God is calling you to Himself to be His witnesses.
神是在招呼你们为他的事情工作，为他的人民去传福音。
So I urge you to take the next step, brothers and sisters.
所以我想鼓励弟兄姐妹迈出下一步。
Lord God, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy.
我们的主，我们的神啊，我们真的很感谢你的恩典和怜悯。
Most of all, we thank you for your great love shown to us in Jesus.
最重要的是，我们感谢你在基督耶稣里向我们表示出的大爱。
You loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
你如此爱我们。以至于你让耶稣死在十字架上
，so that we can be saved from our sins and come back into a relationship with you，
使我们能从罪中得救，重新与你建立关系。
This morning we come before you in humility。
今天早上我们谦卑地来到你面前
，and ask you to help us，
请求你帮助我们。
Because we know that we are complacent, we are ignorant, we are fearful。
因为我们知道我们自满、无知和恐怯。
We ask you to give us a compassionate heart for the lost.
求你给我们一颗对失丧者充满同情的心。
We ask for wisdom and discernment.
我们求智慧。
And boldness to share your gospel message to people around us.
将你的福音信息分享给我们周围的人。
Family members, relatives, friends, and even to those in faraway places.
家人、亲戚、朋友，甚至远方的人。
Help us to be obedient to take the next step, whatever it may be.
帮助我们顺服，在我们成为你的见证人和参与宣教的旅程中，无论是什么，能迈出下一步。
In our journey to be your witnesses.And being involved in missions.
神啊，请差遣我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. 现在我们邀请。